If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Friday, May 9th. The news sponsored by Parties on the Plaza at Westport Plaza. Pope Leo XIV spent a year in St. Louis as a novice.
According to his bio, Pope Leo XIV, then Robert Prevost, lived in St. Louis after graduating from Villanova. Prevost served as a novice at the Augustinian Church in South City. Steve Baker reminisces on the man he knew simply as Bob.
He was giving his address from the portico in St. Peter's. Unassuming. That's the way he even looked unassuming up there. That was Bob Prevost, a little grayer, a little older.
Baker says Bob was a big baseball fan and a White Sox fan, and adds he's excited to see him become the next Pope. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Church bells rang in celebration of the new Pope at the old cathedral on Walnut Street. How do people there feel about an American being named the next Pope?
Yeah, we're really proud of the fact that Americans are going to be represented.
Yeah, we're from England, United Kingdom. Yeah, I mean, it's quite an historic event. It's good to hear for a change.
It's now 8:04. More than 10 cars broken into near Busch Stadium in downtown St. Louis. Police say the break-ins happened during Tuesday's Cardinals game. At least some of the cars hit were parked on South 9th and Shoto. No arrests have been made. Police say if no weapon is stolen from your car, an officer typically won't show up. You just file a report by phone. St. Louis County says they have stopped the spread of parvo at the local animal shelter.
County Executive Sam Page says they have not seen any new infections in recent days. He adds currently they are working on deep cleaning the shelter.
There's a whole lot of cleaning going on. The parvo can spread from animal to animal. It can live on surfaces.
Page says they will soon begin reviewing how the county handled the outbreak. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The beer industry, like many others, is evaluating the potential impact of tariffs.
You've probably heard concerns about the cost of aluminum for cans, for instance, or ingredients that might be imported, like hops. Lester Jones is chief economist at the National Beer Wholesalers Association.
Businesses are trying to prepare for what may be coming down the pike, but until we get kind of like solid final answers on how beer cans and how beer and all these components of our industry are going to be tariffed, I don't really have that much to say for that.
Industry group Beer Institute is out with a report on beer's economic impact. Andrew Heritage is their chief economist.
$1 spent in the beer industry creates $2.31 throughout the U.S. economy.
He says in the St. Louis metro, 3,300 jobs are directly from brewing companies, big and small. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Illinois State Park saw the most visitors in 15 years last year. Capital News Illinois reports more than 41 million visitors came to Illinois' 290 state parks and 56 historic sites. Starved Rock State Park had the most visitors, with more than 2 million people visiting that LaSalle County park. The countdown is on for crews working to restore the soccer complex at Creve-Coeur Park. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says the turf lights and goals on 13 fields were damaged by the March 14th tornado. Now there's a deadline to get it all fixed.
Our first tournament is June 11th. We have one about a week after that. And we have gone through emergency procurement and contracting to get people on site here to get this turf back down, get it up and back down, and get the lights replaced.
Page says he recognizes how important youth soccer tournaments are to many families in St. Louis County. Bark in the Park, celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Shayna Cook with the Humane Society of Missouri says it's a wonderful event for humans and their dogs, but also a very important fundraiser. The money goes to their Animal Cruelty Task Force.
This is our team of animal cruelty investigators who respond to calls 24/7, 365 days a year throughout the state of Missouri, working with local law enforcement. They go in and rescue animals from terrible situations like hoarding, unlicensed breeders, just really bad conditions.
They're expecting up to 1,500 people this year, plus dogs. There's a 5K and 1 mile walk, vendors, the Purina Incredible Dog Team, and more. It is Saturday, May 18th in Tower Grove Park.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.